The American Trucking Association estimates the industry is short at least 50,000 drivers nationwide. The association estimates that number could triple by 2024 as older drivers retire. And this presents an opportunity for those with only a high school diploma willing to invest a few months of training and a few thousand dollars to earn middle-class money. A number of Central Illinois women are taking advantage of that opportunity. GLT's John Norton has the story.
Can you see him better on the side?
Yeah, you can.
On a large parking lot behind Midwest Food Bank in Normal, Holly Hayes, Seven Headley, and Dawn Grief are 4 weeks into their truck driver training through Heartland Community College. They're working toward a Class A commercial driver's license.
Find what you're looking for?
Tie rod. Where's the tie rod?
The big bar that goes through there, and then the little one behind it. The bar that goes across from that is the axle.
Okay.
And that round pipe behind it is the tie rod.
Oh, okay, I see now.
Trainer Dave Keim is working with the women on a pleasant spring day. Those three students and two instructors are inspecting the Volvo semi-truck and trailer adorned with the Heartland Community College logo ahead of a training run on Bloomington Normal streets. Bloomington's Holly Hayes is typical of many who get into trucking. The allure of a nationwide median salary of $45,000 is three times the federal minimum wage. The median $86,000 salary of private fleet drivers can quickly put someone solidly into the middle class. Hayes currently drives a school bus part-time in District 87.
Well, my family's already in the industry, and they set a great example. You know, they were able to provide a livable income. And driving a school bus, I can't do that.
I guess it was making a decent salary.
That's Debbie Hale of Pontiac. She currently drives for Hudson-based Nussbaum Trucking and is a graduate of the Heartland Community College truck driver training. She was in Illinois on this day, driving between Champaign and Peoria, but pulled over to talk. Like Hayes, she drove a school bus. But she switched to big rigs after she and her husband were in a traffic accident and he lost a leg.
My children were grown and I'm like, I need to do something besides drive a school bus. I need to bring in some more income.
The promise of a better income is a pretty common motivation. Ellen Voya is president and CEO of the Women in Trucking Association, Incorporated. That's a Wisconsin-based nonprofit industry group that takes dues from both truckers and trucking companies.
The money is the number one reason women come into the industry. They know they can make the same amount of money as men.
And somewhat surprisingly, in this still very male-dominated business, Voya says there is no gender pay gap, as drivers are mostly paid by the mile.
But I will tell you that women actually make more money than men in this industry. And the reason is because they're running more miles, or they're running more loads, or they're running more efficiently.
Voya is hinting the attributes women bring to truck driving make them a logical recruiting target for truck companies, and a chance for many to bring home a decent paycheck. Desiree Ann Wood says that money can look pretty inviting.
But we don't work 40-hour work weeks.
Wood is president of the advocacy group Real Women in Trucking, Incorporated. She was driving through Lancaster, Pennsylvania on her way to South Florida during this headset conversation.
We work 70-hour work weeks on the books, but we do a lot of unpaid labor off the books, which can be another 20 or 30 hours. That's a lot of work for $55,000 a year.
Wood is an owner-operator and mostly a long-haul driver. She said the $55,000 figure is likely high for those early in their career. She concedes salaries can be higher for private fleet drivers, but cautions most companies will only consider hiring those drivers after they've driven a couple hundred thousand accident-free miles. So back to the metrics. Female truck drivers as a whole are statistically more productive and safer than their male counterparts. Ellen Voya says the science of the fear response helps explain that.
Just because we activate the amygdala faster, you know, that's the fear center. We also are more team-oriented.
And she says testosterone can sometimes work against male truck drivers.
So women are less likely to get road rage. Carriers tell me that women are easier to train because they don't have that I know how to do it attitude. Women are also better with equipment. Women are better with the paperwork, and women are better with customers.
And they tend to stay with a company longer. Driver Debbie Hale of Pontiac isn't surprised by the safety numbers.
It's like I'm driving down there. It's like, you know, hey, that's somebody's kid. For the most part, more mothering, more nurturing. We're more careful overall.
We are back at the Midwest Food Bank parking lot. Devin Davis of Strawn, Illinois, is the other Heartland Community College instructor working with the women students.
I pointed out that one.
Davis is well aware of the positive safety and efficiency metrics for women. He also notices female students approach learning differently than men.
Women try to be perfect. Other men don't care. They just try it myself.
The students say that's not always been true.
I think we've all been pretty hands-on, just went for it. We've all killed the truck a couple times, ran over some cones.
I haven't killed it yet.
Well, me and Holly have.
Davis also says trucking companies are telling him they want more female drivers.
Yeah, they want more women because they need younger drivers. 18-year-old men, they're not good drivers. At least 18-year-old women would be better at it.
Still, recent statistics show women make up just 6 to 8% of non-male truck drivers. It's a number that has nudged up from 4% in 2010. But why, despite the trend, is that number still low and sticky? One reason is the nature of the job. Long-haul drivers can be away from home for days or even weeks at a time. And with women still considered primary care parents for children and the elderly, long-haul truck driving can be impractical. Desiree Ann Wood of Real Women in Trucking says driving an 80,000-pound vehicle through snow, wind, and rain can be a deterrent, as can other more mundane daily routines.
You're not going to be able to have a shower every day. You might have to brush your teeth with a cup of water out in the parking lot. A lot of life's luxuries are going to go away because your life starts being living around the load.
Women in Trucking President and CEO Ellen Voya says there are also upward mobility possibilities for female truck drivers. She sees drivers moving into logistics and driver training and says her organization works to help women become trucking company owners.